This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, guys, I need to rip my family a new one, and I need some advice before I do it. Everybody says calm down, count to 10. Well, I've counted now, like, to 300, because it's been, like, a long time now since this happened, and, yeah, 300 is a long time for me. I need to rip them a new one. The whole family. Needs a butt chewing. Why? Because they almost killed me. And I think there's some stupid circulating in that house, and I need to squash the stupid before anybody else hurts anybody else. So let me tell you how I almost died. This is so dumb. I am so furious. I am so ticked. So whenever we watch football, and I understand there's football Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. We get football. I like to get some pizza and some hot wings. So we order from Domino's. Domino's has this $5.99 special. So we get pizza. We get some hot wings. We get their brownies. I know it's not the healthiest thing, but you know what? On pizza, on football day, we could play around a little bit, okay? Yeah. So, fine. We have pizza and hot wings. My husband. So I don't know if he's the one to blame. This should be a movie. You know, like, whodunit? That's really what this should be. This should be a movie, like whodunit. Anyway, my husband decided to, on this table that we use for hats and keys by the door, to just lay out the pizza there so it doesn't mess up the kitchen. So fine. So we have the pizza there, we have the hot wings there, etc. And then some plates. So you take your pizza, you take your hot wings, you sit down on the couch, you watch your football game. Or go upstairs, do whatever the hell you want, I don't care. So I get up to go and have some pizza. And I don't have my glasses on, right? Because I use my glasses for reading. It's kind of dark. And I get up to go and grab a piece of pizza. And I grab a piece of pizza that looks like it's stocked, chopped full of good toppings. Yeah, I like the green pepper, sausage, stuff like that on my pizza. And so I grabbed a piece that looked a little bit more lumpy than the other ones. So I'm hungry. You're watching the TV when you're biting the pizza. You don't look at your pizza. And as I'm walking back to my seat, I bite on something hard. And I almost swallow it. And it was a used up chicken wing bone on my pizza. So I'm like, well, this must have fallen. They must have eaten the chicken wing. And then accidentally it fell in the wrong box. So I go and get another piece of pizza. Same thing happens. Somebody ate chicken wings and decided to throw the bones into the pizza box with the fresh pizza. Now, I'm not mad because I almost died. I'm mad because now I have some spit-covered bone on fresh pizza? Why would you ruin fresh food? So I am furious. I am so mad. I don't know who would that... And the hot wings were those... I like the sweet habanero hot wings, but the last couple times they've been super spicy. So I didn't eat them. Which means somebody devoured them. So it's somebody in my family who likes spicy hot wings who did this. Well, all three of them do. Now, here's the problem. Right? I'm the only girl. So if I come home and I start to open up a can of whoop-butt, everybody's going to say, oh, mom's on her period, or it's hormones, Or, gosh, women, oh, no, 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 no. This is not a menstruation thing. You guys screwed up a perfectly good pizza, and I almost swallowed multiple chicken bones. That is some dangerous, stupid stuff right there. Y'all are getting in trouble. So here's the thing. I need to be smart about this. Now, some people go, well, eye for an eye. Why don't you spike their food? Well, I'm not going to spike their food with chicken bones. That's some dangerous stuff. But I tell you what I'm going to do. Number one is, I'm never ordering chicken wings. If they're that stupid, no, I'm not ordering chicken wings. Number two, I'm going to order my own food. I'll order a salad. I'll take my own pizza. And then I'll tell them to spit, sneeze, cough, leave food fragments on their pizza. And then number three, why should I be slaving over a kitchen and putting all those hours I do into a good meal, calling up Domino's, right? Let them make the phone call. So that's what I'm going to do to get back at them. It's really tough, you know, because we want to make change. We want to, as parents, as wives, as husbands, as role models, we want people to follow in your footsteps and get their act together. But sometimes you just kind of stop and look at what some people do and realize, you know what? There's just no hope. And I'm really upset about that. All right. So I'll tell you guys how it goes. But man, it is going down tonight. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Yes, I still have my cold. You don't have to deal with that. A rabid raccoon attacks three people in Northwest D.C. We know how to fight Iron Man. We know how to fight Venom. I don't think people are well equipped on how to handle a rabid raccoon, so we need to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Ebola conflict. Apparently, U.S. experts have had to get pulled out of the Ebola fight. We'll tell you what's going on there. There's a new opioid on the market that's 500 times more powerful than morphine. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about a fish virus that is killing fish. We'll tell you where that happens and if it's a threat to you. We have a survivor of cancer, somebody who had to, unfortunately, have a lot of surgery on his face, and he's been asked to cover his face at a restaurant. So we need to talk about rights and when it comes to breastfeeding, when it comes to farting in public, what rights do we have and what rights do we not have? And then, you know that commercial, follow your nose. It always knows. Well, apparently, there's a nose study saying if you have a good sense of smell, you're better at navigation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, remember we started vaccinating girls and boys for HPV? And people said, if you're going to vaccinate young girls for a virus to protect them against cervical cancer, they are going to all turn into hoochie mamas. No, not the case. Study came out saying HPV vaccine does not make girls more likely to have risky sex. Now, I do have an issue on teen sex practices, and I will go into that in a little bit, but from a vaccine perspective, this is true. When you give somebody a vaccine, they don't turn around thinking, okay, they could go and sleep with everybody. So this was a study out of Canada. And they found that girls who actually had the vaccine had less sex in the years after it started to be given in schools. They say the number of girls who admitted to having sex before turning 17, and this was before the vaccine, was about 21.3%. It dropped down to 18.3% a decade later, once Canada adopted this vaccination program. Now, I don't know much about Canadian girls. I don't know if they are more conservative in terms of their sexual practices or not. I mean, Canada is a completely different country. You know, we think it's kind of the same because we all like, you know, maple syrup and, you know, we all kind of talk the same, but they have an accent. And a lot of them speak French. So, you could actually find yourself in a foreign country, not knowing what to do or where to go, when you assume Canada is just like us. It's cool, it's pretty, they got some of the prettiest land. But yeah. So, they were also older when they lost their virginity. They used condoms more often and were less likely to take drugs before having sex. All because of the HPV vaccine. So the scientists said that the HPV vaccine did not lead to an increase in risky sexual behavior and called it remarkably effective. Research did not explain whether the vaccine itself had any impact on promiscuity. It may have simply coincided with the new, quote, generation sensible of teenagers who drink and smoke less. So what they're saying is maybe teenagers are starting to become what they're calling generation sensible. Did you guys know that that's like a new thing they're calling the teenagers? We have some real new, I need to kind of tell you guys about the latest teenagers. It's kind of cool. So I like that term, generation sensible. It's not all of them, though. There's some real stupids out there. Like the one who ate chicken wings and left the bone on my pizza. That I mean, I don't, whoever that one is, oh my gosh. They're really getting a, anyway. Researchers from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver studied survey results from 298,000 heterosexual teenage girls aged 12 to 18. The surveys were done in 2003, 2008, and 2013 in British Columbia. In 2003, the vaccine had not yet been introduced. In 2008, it was given to girls years 6 and 9. And in 2013, it started at just the age of 6. So they wanted to see if there was any truth to fears for them becoming more promiscuous. And it didn't. Sex fell. So, all right, what's going on here? Well, first, this HPV vaccine is a lifesaver. Cervical cancer kills thousands of girls each year. The HPV virus is also responsible for male throat cancer, male penile cancer, genital warts in males and females, rectal cancer, anal cancer in males and females. HPV virus is deadly. And somebody could argue that it's more deadly than HIV. We don't have a vaccine for HIV, but we sure as heck have a vaccine for HPV. And it's more deadly because we have a lot of different avenues for people to gain transmission from it. We have oral cancers, rectal cancers, cervical cancers, which means HPV, no matter what it touches, could cause cancer. That's some serious stuff. So, I'm for vaccination. I'm also for vaccinating the boys. It's still been proven to be a safe vaccine. If we start to hear more data that it's not safe, we need to rethink what we're doing. But right now, it appears safe. And so both boys and girls will hopefully have protection. I think that's wonderful. Now, what is, though, leading to the promiscuity of our teenagers? Well, all right, TV shows, movies. You know, I just saw Venom. And in Venom, you could tell that I'm not going to give away the movie. It's the new Marvel movie. I'm not going to give away the story. But the movie kind of starts out with a guy in bed and his lover, okay? She was dressed and everything. Obviously, getting him coffee. He loves her, whatever. And then they make it very, very well known that they're not married. They may get married. They're fiancéed, but they're not married. And I don't understand why movies have to go there. And I get it's better when the hero isn't married, a single, most of these heroes are single, I get that, okay, except Iron Man, I think Iron Man got married, I forget. But did they really have to do a scene where you could tell they were just in bed together, right? Did they have to do that? And these Marvel movies are teenage hotspots. People love, these teenagers love going to these, you know, Marvel movies. And so what that does is it tells people, all right, it's okay to not be married and have sex. Almost every movie I've seen that seems to attract teenagers, sex is a part of it. And this isn't new in the year 2018. The Birdcage was on, that movie The Birdcage. And in The Birdcage, the girl was telling her father, who was played by Gene Hackman, yeah, we've been sleeping together for a year. And so, I get that the more liberal type movies are trying to break up that whole image of you have to get married when you're young, be with the same partner, you know, for 50, 70 years, till death do you part, that things are different. And maybe they are. Maybe they are. But when kids see that, and they see, well, in this movie they do that, in this movie they do that, that's the norm. And then on top of all of that, they have hormones. And sex feels good. So when I grew up, it was, okay, it's against my religion, God's going to get mad at me, my parents are going to get mad at me, I could get pregnant, I could get a disease. No. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to wait till I get married. But nowadays, it's, well, actually, we could take Zithromax. So I'm not worried about the disease. If I get pregnant, I could get an abortion, people think. We will make this work. Society will make it work for you to have premarital sex or no intention to marry sex. We will make it work. And maybe that's what society wants. Maybe that's fine. You know, there are people out there that have 3-4 baby mamas, and the baby mamas take care of their kids. The dad is around. Dad has a lot of different, maybe this whole sort of baby mama thing where a man could give birth to children with multiple moms, maybe that is, and so to speak, something that is evolutionarily advantageous. You know, we don't do polygamy or anything like that now in society, but in the animal kingdom, there's not a lot of animals that are monogamous. And so if a man wants to spread his seed and he's virile and he has evolutionary advantages, he is going to propagate more of his genes. And society is very artificial. We came up with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We came up with bedtime. We came up with marriage. I mean, we think these are the norm. The Bible recommends we do it. But is it artificial? Is what we're naturally supposed to do all chaotic? I don't know. So when we look at teenage sex, we need to realize that they're animals. Okay, and the teenage years are where in animal scope, that's when they're supposed to be mating and starting their family. Not after they finish a medical career and go through 11 years of schooling. That's not how we're designed to be built. I kind of like society starting to structure things, and I like being able to get a career and then planning a family, etc. But that's not in our instinct. That's not where in our evolutionary and our animalistic instinct. That's not where we are, where our drive is. So I think the vaccine is great. I think it protects them. I think kids are always going to have sex. I think the new teenagers are starting to realize, well, you know what? My parents aren't that bad. My parents didn't whip me. My parents didn't, I kind of like living at home. Why do I have to drive? Why do I have to, it's too much responsibility. And so maybe they're becoming more sensible in some way. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is still in Saudi Arabia, where he's been talking with King Salman and other top kingdom officials about the disappearance of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi, who went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd and was never seen again.
He walked into that building, and there's no video of him walking out. So either he's still in there somewhere or he's dead. And that's really the only explanation for it. If there was video of him leaving the facility, I think common sense tells you the Saudis would have produced it. Who did it? How they did it? I think we have to assume the worst.
Senate Republican Marco Rubio there. Reports are Saudi Arabian officials are going to say that Khashoggi was killed during an interrogation at the consulate that went wrong. Germany's preparing to deport the bookkeeper for the terrorist cell that planned and carried out the 9/11 attacks back to Morocco. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a rabid raccoon attacks three people in Northwest D.C. Now, it wasn't a politician. I mean, they're talking about an actual, like, raccoon. And it was on Sunday morning. It attacked three people and two pets. And now they all need to get their preventative treatment because this viral infection is deadly. D.C. health officials said the raccoon had been sighted in the vicinity of 32nd Street and Nebraska Avenue following the attacks which took place across D.C.'s Chevy Chase neighborhood. I guess there's a Chevy Chase neighborhood in D.C. Animal control officers captured the animal around 2 on Sunday. Apparently, D.C. health department said in a news release after originally saying the incident had occurred on Monday. All right, so they got, well, you know what, this is D.C. It takes them a while to, you know, figure out what's going on. They say the animal was promptly euthanized, so they had to kill the animal, but they did it nicely. And then lab testing the following day confirmed that the animal had indeed been a host to the rabies virus. Now, the reason why rabid animals attack is because when the infection hits the brain, they start to lose their mind. And they're in pain. And they're uncomfortable. And they don't want to be touched. This is why we always warn everybody, even if you just see a dog sitting there, they're not going to be foaming at the mouth and googly-eyed all the time. Yes, rabid dogs can hypersalivate, but a rabid dog doesn't necessarily have to have a whole bunch of saliva on their mouth. So you go up to a dog that you don't know going, coochie, coochie, coo, and that dog can unfortunately be rabid. Stay away from the dog or the cat or the raccoon. What happens is the virus gets in through a bite. And then it finds a nerve. It travels up the nerve into your neurological system. So, rabies is throughout the U.S. Raccoons appear to be, however, the most common carrier on the East Coast. I mix up raccoons with squirrels. Raccoons are different. Wild foxes, bats, skunks also can spread the virus. Dogs and cats are susceptible if they're not vaccinated. So you got to make sure your animals get the rabies vaccine. Mice, rats, squirrels, chipmunks, guinea pigs, hamsters, rabbits can also be carriers. Birds, reptiles, fish, insects usually can't get rabies. Your fish. So if your dog decides to stick his head into the pond and bite the fish, you may be okay with that fish. Now, when I was in Boston, I think it's called Boston Commons, that beautiful park that you always see in all the movies, like Ted and Good Will Hunting. It's a beautiful park. I think it's called Boston Common. There are squirrels all over the place, and you see people playing with the squirrels. Squirrels won't necessarily go up to you. They may feed off of your hand. Again, those squirrels could have rabies, so stop that. So D.C. said, in the District of Columbia, rabies are most commonly found in bats, raccoons, foxes, and skunks. So they say animals carrying rabies are identified every year. Back in 2007, so a year ago, a total of 194 animals were submitted to the D.C. Health for rabies testing. 23 of them were actually positive. 20 were raccoons, and 3 were bats. So what happens if you get bit? Well, first, avoid the animal, okay? Number two, get your pets vaccinated because your pets could be running around outside. Then they get bit, and then they start to want to play with you a little bit. So you start to rub their tummy. They scratch and bite you. Then later, you start to see them get sick a day or two later. Meanwhile, they already gave you rabies. So make sure your pets get vaccinated. That is so paramount. And then you got to supervise your pets when they're outdoors. A lot of us have animals that come and go, like mine. Mine have doggy doors, even the cats. They go out, they roam the neighborhood, they come back. You know, I mean, I have a curfew, and there's only one that doesn't abide by the curfew. So I open the door, and I scream, Snappy, time to come in, Snappy. And then, you know, she comes in, she's like, I'm here. And she goes, I'm here. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, and then I kind of check her for bites, and I check her for stuff. But, you know, I have a curfew. Or go out there and supervise your animals. The CDC actually recommends keeping cats and ferrets indoors at all times. They say if you want to let your dog loose in a natural area, talk with authorities about whether rabies is a problem there. Then, if there is a stray animal, don't touch it. Call animal control. Don't handle wild animals. Don't handle, feed, or attempt to attract them. Don't adopt a wild dog. Don't attempt to nurse them. They may look sick. My son did this. I am so mad. There was a sick dog that came up to him in the desert. And it was salivating and all that. And so the boys decided to pick it up, decided to take it to the vet. And you know what? They saved the dog's life, and I was proud of them. But that is exactly the scenario of a rabid dog coming up to you. That was scary stuff. It was a real, real sick-looking dog. And so I know that it ended up working out okay, but these are the scenarios that you tell. Yeah, I know. He might have been the kid that did the chicken wings. I haven't figured that out yet. If he is, well, Nelly, don't let bats come into your house. Don't let bats come into the school, workplace. You know, I never understood why people were scared of bats. Well, it's because of rabies. They say also be careful when you go abroad. Apparently, rabies are really high in other countries, especially foreign countries. What other countries are there besides, yeah, the foreign countries? So you get bit, you have got to go to the hospital immediately. If your pet was bitten, you got to take it to the vet right away. If you wait one day, the infection could spread. So, if it's going to be a little while before the doctor sees you, you have got to wash it off. Wash with soap and water. The World Health Organization says elimination of rabies virus at the site of infection by chemical or physical means is the most effective mechanism of protection. Put ethanol or iodine solution on the wound. These are antiseptics that work by killing sensitive bacteria. Yeah, now rabies is a virus, but that's okay. So, go to the hospital, get proper shots, and then you're going to get vaccinated. So the vaccination, this is tricky. The vaccination that you're getting is a series of, we call them immunoglobulins, okay? And these immunoglobulins block the virus. We can't give you antibiotics because rabies is a virus. So according to WikiHow, a person who has been exposed and has never been vaccinated against rabies should get 4 doses of rabies vaccine with 1 dose right away, and then an additional dose scheduled on the 3rd, 7th, and 14th day. And then they should get their human rabies immunoglobulin at the same time as the first dose. That's supposed to block the virus from being captured onto the nerve cells. Then, if you've already been vaccinated, you will get 2 doses of rabies vaccine, 1 taken right away and another on day 3. So this idea of 23 shots or 32 shots, that's no more. So it's scary stuff. And if you are in the middle of an attack, personally, I would probably, if you couldn't run or outrun the animal, I would try to take a piece of clothing and cover up the face and not allow it to bite you. Wrap it around. I know it's hard, but try to get that because it's just, you just can't let teeth touch you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I got to tell you guys the latest about Ebola. And it looks like Trump has already amassed more than $100 million for his 2020 reelection bid. They're saying Joe Biden looks like he may be a front runner for the Democrats. Anything can change because the election is still over 2 years away. But Trump's raising money. Wasn't that last time he used his own money? Well, now it looks like he needs money. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a horrible cold. For any of you guys who got it, starts out as a sore throat, or for some, just your nose is running, and then your nose just doesn't stop running. Then you start feeling achy, and then your head starts to hurt, and then your teeth start to hurt, and then you go into a sinus infection. And then you start to cough, and when you cough, your head hurts, and then your sinus hurts, and then you cough up more, and then you make more mucus, and then the sore throat starts to go away, but your head still hurts when you're coughing, and now you're making more mucus, and you're coughing up a lung, and now you're coughing, and coughing, and coughing, and I'm already into week two. So, not a fun cold. Hope you guys don't get it. I don't know how you could prevent this sucker. It's not the flu. This isn't even the flu. This is a winter cold that's going around. Well, at least it's not Ebola. We're being told that personnel from the U.S. CDC, who were stationed at the Democratic Republic of Congo, to help control the ongoing Ebola outbreak have had to be pulled back because of safety concerns. That's according to a U.S. government official. And we want our people over there, right, finding out what the heck's going on, communicating with us, so we know what to do, and we know what's coming, you know, around the bend. And unfortunately, they've had to pull back. They've actually had to pull back specifically from the quote-unquote hotspots. So, since the outbreak began August 1, which started and was declared a week after the last outbreak that had ended, a small outbreak, there's been over 211 cases of Ebola, including 135 deaths as of Sunday. World Health Organization spokesman Tariq Jasarovic confirmed 55 patients have recovered from the illness. He said there has been a recent increase in cases because of challenges faced by the response team. For a couple of days, we were not able to function really. And in the last couple weeks, we could not function at 100%. The problem with any virus is you can't be half-assed. You cannot be 98%. You can't. You let one case, Ebola case, go and get out there. It spreads. We all remember that movie Outbreak. Contagion, I don't think, was as good a movie as Outbreak. Outbreak, that came out in the 90s, really delineated it well, where it had Rene Russo, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Dustin Hoffman, where it just took one person getting out there on a plane to then start spreading it. And so, and then somebody, I guess, there were air conditioning vents. I don't know. It was a really, really good movie. And even though some of the science was still flawed, like those were not kidney cells. And, you know, they showed these cells like they were kidney cells. They weren't kidney cells. So even though there were, you know, there was some flaw with some of the science, overall, it kind of, you know, delineated fairly accurately how you can't let just one case go. And so once you have a cluster or an outbreak, you need to contain. You need to treat, and then you need to vaccinate around the circle. Unfortunately, we have a lot of violent insurgents and issues over there. So, one, people want to flee. Two, these guys won't let our guys in to help. And we can't be sending people over there to get killed by rebels or whatever's going on over there. And I'm not really up on what's politically going on over there, but it's bad. So the World Health Organization is going to hold an emergency meeting this Wednesday in Geneva to ascertain whether the outbreak constitutes a public health emergency of international concern and what recommendations should be made to manage the outbreak. So they already elevated it from high to very high in their risk assessments. And they are really worried that this virus can go to Uganda. Then, from Uganda, they're also worried about Rwanda, South Sudan, Burundi. And so they're trying to work with the governments. And remember, Ebola causes fever, severe headache, hemorrhaging. They say it kills about half of those infected. But the fatality rates of different outbreaks have varied anywhere from 25% to 90%. So this humanitarian crisis with this intermittent armed conflict is just making matters worse. And we don't want this to grow like it did a few years ago, where 11,000 people died. I believe it was 26,000 people infected. You know, and you know, we talked about this earlier. The big problem we have with a lot of the small villages and the reason why Ebola, you know, keeps smoldering is, one, is it's a virus. It has an evolutionary, you know, goal to, you know, survive. It finds a host, and then it either you know, lays low, or it infects in areas and keeps it going and keeps it propagating just long enough until finally it hits and it makes the media. The problem is a lot of these smaller villages, they don't want modern civilization coming in, messing up their rituals, messing up their way of life. You know, having a World Health Organization come in starting a quarantine, you would think, okay, thank God, you know, bring in the cavalry. They're going to help save us. Not entirely. Not to a lot of these populations. You know, we just heard the other day that a family hijacked the hearse with the family member in it. They ended up bringing the family member back, because some people are like, are you crazy? What are we going to do? You know, we all can't get infected and die from this. But people want to bury their loved ones the way they want to bury them. I don't blame them. Unfortunately, that's how Ebola is being spread. When you're touching a body, even if they're dead. So we'll keep you posted on this. All right, another thing we need to watch and keep our eye on is this fish virus. All right, Fox 2 out of Michigan said a fish virus has reemerged in a new lake in Michigan's Lower Peninsula. Now, you know, Michigan has like how many lakes? Like tons, right? I forget. I know it's on there. I can't remember. Michigan, the land of, what is it, 1,000 lakes? I forget their, I apologize, my Michigan peeps. Home of 1,000 lakes, I forget what's on your license plate. But a largemouth bass virus that affected fish in the early 2000s in southern Michigan lakes has now been confirmed in Cedar Lake, which lies in Alcona and Losco counties, and is about 23 miles southwest of Mount Pleasant. This virus was a factor in a fish kill at the lake. Additional lakes are being examined, and apparently, this virus is more of 100 naturally occurring viruses that affect fish. It's closely related to viruses found in frogs and other amphibians. They think it gets spread between waterways by anglers moving live infected fish, or by the use of contaminated gear or boats. So now they're recommending that everybody is cleaning their fishing equipment thoroughly between trips. We don't believe this will affect humans. Right now they think an infected fish is safe to eat as long as the fish is thoroughly cooked. Now with mad cow disease, I don't know if I would trust eating an infected fish. First of all, I don't think I would like eat fish, period. I'm really not a big fish eater. I'm not really a big fish eater. Now, speaking of eating weird things, a man in New York has contracted a fatal disease because he ate squirrel brains. According to a report presented at ID Week, the unnamed man developed Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. He basically acquired mad cow disease, right? Because he ate squirrel brains. He was taken to a hospital in Rochester back in 2015. He couldn't think, recognize his reality. He rapidly diminished. He could no longer walk. And he was a hunter. And he used to dine on squirrel in the past. And I guess he purposely ate the brains. The only thing is he didn't know that the squirrel, where one squirrel was contaminated with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which causes mad cow. So, unfortunately, it's a little prion that went to his brain and killed him. The only time I've ever seen anybody eat squirrel brains was on the second Indiana Jones movie, right? Or, oh, those are monkey brains. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's a delicacy. You know why? Because I think they're rubbery. People like eating rubbery. I just couldn't. Once I know what it is, I couldn't. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.